Good afternoon. Hope you're doing well. I am worn out. In fact, I'm so worn out, I had to bring somebody in to help me.
You always need somebody to help you, Daddy.
Well, that's why I have three women in my life. One wife, two daughters. I couldn't get through without you. I'm just going to leave that one right there. No, I didn't see you much this week.
Yeah, I know. You were gone for a long time.
I cast. Good week. Very good week. Fun week, tiring week. I think I had somewhere around 11 or 12 miles over 2.5 days. You know, it's carpeted, but it's still concrete. It still hurts. So you got...
Tough life, right?
It's Dad? Tough life. Somebody's got to do it. I'll bear that cross with, you know, for everyone else. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz. I got my daughter Taylor with me today. Taylor got, let's see, how do I want to put this? When I got to ICAST, which is in Orlando, Florida, it's the International Coalition of, I always forget this, Sport Fishing something. I don't care. Allied Sport Fishing. I don't know. It's ICAST. ICAST. Look it up. I get down there, and I know Taylor's worked on a project we've had to keep under wraps for about 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for Shimano, a company that's located, Shimano Fishing, which is located here in Ladson, South Carolina. And we'll get to, we'll do the whole story the last part of the show. But anyway, I get to ICAST, and I'm going through Wednesday morning, which is the first day it's open. Tuesday is on the water, and then you got some other events Tuesday afternoon. New product showcase. By the way, 950 products in the new product showcase, and we're expected to pick the best of them. never seen them. Got a few, you know, press releases on, hey, we're rolling this out. But you walk in a huge room, there's 950 products over 25 different categories, and they want you to pick the best of. It was, the voting was better this year than it was in prior years. I'll tell you that. Because I think the outcome proves that. But anyway, so I'm walking through, and I have to go to the Shimano booth because I'm told there's something there waiting on me. And I get there, and there are four across the back. And Shimano's got a big space at ICAST. And across the back of the space are four 12-foot by 10-foot wide, 12-foot tall, 10-foot wide pictures on the back wall. Keith Combs was one. Gosh, I forget. And two others. And then on the fourth one is my 14-year-old daughter, Taylor, 12 feet tall, 10 feet wide. So every morning I went and said hello to Taylor. I mean, everybody in ICAST got stared down by Taylor this week. It was really, I don't know,
creepy.
Proud daddy. Yeah, I wasn't going to say creepy. But I had a ball watching her do this thing with Shimano. And how it just, as a parent, when your kids get opportunities, not only to succeed, but to fail, it's a tough option. It's a tough choice to make. And man, she blew this out of the water. That's all I'm going to say about it. Proud daddy moment. Oh, and my other daughter, too. I mean, Jordan, your sister, passed both parts of her praxis. So when she comes out and graduates next May, she'll be certified to teach both math and science to middle schoolers. So both of you are, I mean, just doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Except you're going to kill me. But anyway. I have people walking up to me at ICAST. Hey, is that Taylor back there on the back wall? I'm like, it is. I've been doing this for almost 5 years. Nobody knows who I am yet. My 14-year-old daughter in 10 minutes goes national, international star. Good project. We'll talk about that later on the show. But it was really fun. Oh, okay. All right. I come back from ICAST. Everybody expects, what are you laughing about?
No, nothing.
Quit laughing. I come back. I did not bring any fishing stuff for you today. Sorry. Everything that happens at ICAST comes out in the fall, like August through November, December. But I do have something. We were coming up I-26 yesterday, or 995 yesterday. There was a sign for Black Rifle Coffee Company. And there was a wreck on I-16. And I saw that just before I saw the turn off and the sign and all. And we were right by it. So we stopped. If you like coffee, I'm not a coffee. You drink coffee? You like cold stuff once in a while, don't you? Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I had some of that too, and I didn't like it either. They gave me samples of both, and I'm passing. I haven't picked up coffee in the past 51 years. I don't think I'm going to do it in the next 51. But I do have a giveaway for you here today. At the opening of every segment, I got some Black Rifle Coffee Company coffee to give away. And here's what I've got. So you're going to have to make your choice now what you want before you call in. And I'm not going to give you the number until you're ready to call in. But I have Black Rifle Coffee Company, BB, which is Beyond Black. I assume that's really strong. Would that be correct assumption, Paul? Okay. Correct assumption?
You would be correct, yes. I'm a medium coffee drinker. Okay. I love coffee.
And then I have Silencer Smooth, which I assume is a light roast. I wrote this down. Yeah. Beyond Black's really dark. Silencer Smooth is light. And that's both, those are both 12 ounce packages. Okay. So you have to have the coffee filters and all that stuff. And then I picked up a box of AK 47, 12 rounds of single serve coffee. I mean, it's a company that's owned by veterans who hire veterans, and that's their whole deal. That's why it's Black Rifle. Actually, the name of the company is Nine Line Apparel. I have on a hat, and I think it's a helicopter and a guy rappelling down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's got something to do with the rappel rope on a helicopter. It's the company. So anyway, at the beginning of each segment, I'm going to give away a box of coffee. Now, these are singles. These are 12 single serves. So those are your three choices. And look, I'm not going to embarrass you or anything, but you're going to have to come on the air and say what kind. If you balk at that, I guess, Paul, it's up to you whether you cut them off or take their information.
I will take their information, and if nobody wants it, I will take it.
Okay.
I will drink the coffee. I will sacrifice.
Okay. Paul's in there. He's peach milkshakes, people. They're still at Chick-fil-A. We got three in the studio right now. They're good stuff.
No, okay. Sudai, what you got to do, you get the AK-47 box of coffee, and you say, yeah, I'm drinking AK-47s this morning. Just go around saying that. And
some of the other names, like, you really can't say on the radio. There's one, at least, that I said, I can't say that on the radio. And that just, you know, that's just the veteran side of things. So anyway, like I said, every segment of the show, you can get yourself some Black Rifle Coffee. I understand it's pretty good stuff, and people are really talking about it, and I don't drink coffee. Okay, quick, we're going to get to the calendar in the last couple of minutes. We'll have to pick this up. It's no use. We'll do this later on. I'm not even going to start that and then have to cut it off. Hey, lightning strikes twice. Two of the sport fishing vessels fishing the Megadoc Bill Fishing Tournament out of Charleston suffered lightning strikes Friday. Friday the 13th of all days. Yeah. It says several here, but no injuries to any of the this is South Carolina Governor's Cup Bill Fishing event. Two of them got struck. The Miss Y and Blue Sky were both hit by lightning around 11 o'clock. Captain Mike King of Sea Hound Fishing Charters interrupted his charter and began towing the Miss Y back to port. Blue Sky eventually was able to get its engines running and took over towing Miss Y. Cell popped up where the fleet was fishing. The good news, there are no injuries, and the fleet came together to help out, said Amy Dukes, tournament coordinator for the Governor's Cup. So just bizarre. Lightning strikes. Now, granted, you know, if you got your outriggers on and you have a tuna tower on the top, you are a target. And a flat ocean, just to put that out there, the tuna tower, you know, you're standing up there about maybe 30 feet over the waterline, 25 feet over the line, and then you've got it's a lot of aluminum out there for lightning to pick up on. So anyway, but twice on Friday the 13th, it was just something you just can't pass up talking about. In other news in the outdoors, Missouri's high court rules that captive deer are still wildlife. This is a good ruling because Missouri in 2015 had a bill that said, you know, captive servant operations, whitetail, elk, stuff like that, we're going to fall under Missouri Department of Wildlife Conservation. And they were sued by the industry to keep that from happening. So it's been in court for a couple of years. Well, and this was all an attempt to crack down on CWD, chronic wasting disease, which has been in Missouri since 2010. And so it's been in the courts and all, and the Supreme Court of Missouri finally said, yeah, whether it's pen-raised or not, it is still the tendency to be wild and therefore should be managed by the wildlife. This is a good one. Grant Woods likes this opinion, along with a lot of other people. So anyway, there's your news early. We'll get to the calendar when we come back. So hang on through the break. Give away that first bag of coffee when we come back on the other side with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. As promised, up for grabs, your choice of what I talked about earlier, Black Rifle Coffee Company coffee. The call-in number, 877-235-9405. 877-235-9405. And you're going to have to come on and tell me what you want. I promise not to embarrass you. But you, you know, if you want this coffee, you're going to have to tell me which one you want. Otherwise, I'm going to give it to Paul. 877-235-9405. He's excited. He might not even answer the phones coming up here. so, Black Rifle Coffee Company, good stuff. I think we got those lines just boom. The local number. That's a good thing. A couple of big things came out of ICAST. The Bassmaster actually released their schedule early, and the FLW always does it, but the Bassmaster Classic one came out early, so we had that one, and we got the FLW one. So we're going to, Taylor and I are going to talk about that a little bit after we get rid of this coffee. So are we ready, Paul? He's getting it. So anyway, other news is the Modern Fish Act actually got voted on in the House and is one step closer to becoming law. It's updating a lot of the internals of what has been the Magnuson-Stevenson's Act and all. So it's a good thing. ASA has been pushing this thing. You know, the big thing that we've been dealing with the other with the way things are done in sport fishing has been snapper. And that's been the, like the number one problem with the way we've sampled fish and fish stocks and set seasons, especially saltwater. So this is good. This everybody's happy with this, except for the commercial guys. And we had the Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership has a couple of press conferences, luncheons every year. And one of them this year was on this. I was there. Great information. I think this will go a long way to beginning the process of kind of getting it back into the sport fish, you know, back to the recreational sport fisherman and away from the commercial guy. So, all right, I think we have somebody. We have Asmin from Taylor's. Are you there? Hello. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
You're there. All right. Thank you for listening to the show. Sometimes I wonder if anybody's out there.
Oh, we're here. We're listening to you.
Good. Well, you have your choice. You're first up. So you want Silencer Smooth in a 12-ounce bag, the Beyond Black. I guess that's maybe if you have a hard time waking up. Or do you want the AK-47 12 rounds?
Let's go for a bag of Smooth, please.
A bag of Smooth. The Smooth is off the table, people. It is gone. Paul's got all your information, I assume?
Yes, sir.
All right, good enough. I will get a hold of you, and you can either come out and pick it up, or I can drop it in the mail to either one.
We'll work that out.
All right, well, enjoy it, and thanks for listening to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Thank you. We wouldn't miss it.
Oh, great. Thank you, ma'am. All right, that's off the table. Obviously, she's a light roast person. All right, so, Taylor. What don't you have?
Just the FLW schedule. All I have is the Bassmaster.
Well, I've got the FLW schedule. Okay. All right. So, Bassmaster, tournament series announced.
Yes. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness.
If you don't understand why she's here, because she just pounds me all the time about taking her this stuff. Because all her friends, Casey and Andy and Marty and all those, they're all out there.
Yeah.
And these are your friends, right?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to start arguing about who's going to go to... Let's see. Winya Bay, and he's going to go to the FLW stop.
See, because FLW and Cherokee are on the same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Winya Bay is like 4 hours away. Cherokee's two. Wonder who's going to win that. We were at Winya Bay. We all went to Winya Bay as a family last year when Britt Myers won it. 2 years ago. It's been 2 years ago already.
Oh, that's scary.
2016. So where are they going? What's the elite schedule? Where are they going?
Well, kind of going all over the place. They're going to be in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. I'm going to be at all of those. I can tell you that right now because I will make you take me, Dad.
You might have to hitchhike to one of them. Go ahead.
And then they're going opposite side to California and then Oklahoma, Washington State, and then they're coming back to the northeast to New York. So they're kind of going everywhere.
There's a little bit of contention amongst the Bassmaster Elite guys, especially the ones from the east, about traveling to California and Washington. But the guys who are from California and Washington, like Brent Ayler, Skeet Reese, I mean, they travel east and stay here most of the season. So this is a little, and from the angle I can understand, it's a lot of gas, a lot of hotels. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 days. The nice thing is they're going to be in Oklahoma. So I imagine a lot of them will leave their stuff in Oklahoma. And then when they make that California swing, they'll just drive back, fly to Oklahoma, pick it up, drive out west.
That makes sense.
But South Carolina, two stops.
So excited, back to back, which is just going to be awesome. Let's see. So the first stop, they're going to be in Palatka, Florida.
I didn't ask about the rest. I might ask about the two South Carolina stops.
Well, we're just going to go through
okay.
all of them.
All right, go ahead. she's driving the train here, folks.
So they're going to be in Palatka, Florida.
St. John's River.
Yep. Let me see if I can find the date. I can't find the date. I'll find the
it's
date.
It's right there beside
Wait.
It.
It is.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Having a blonde moment, people. Excuse me.
She is a blonde.
So that's going to be February 7th through the 10th.
Go ahead.
And then second stop is going to be in Gwinnett, Georgia on Lake Lanier.
Yeah, which is a good spotted bass lake. Mm-hmm. And that's one that's close enough. If you wanted to go see it, you could drive down there. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, from Greenville, a couple hours. Columbia, add an hour.
Yeah.
The FLW was there last year. I went down for the FLW stop down there.
You didn't take me.
No, I didn't take you. Get used to it. Go ahead. All right, we're after that.
And then, let's see. They're going to be doing the Classic in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's right. March 15th through the 17th on the Tennessee River. Going to that one. Right, Daddy?
I am.
Do you mind?
No, not at all. Keep going.
The third stop's going to be at Lake Hartwell.
Yes. Neil Paul, we have hosted three classics at Lake Hartwell, but no elite events. So we got the full field elite coming. Mm-hmm. When?
That's going to be April 4th through the 7th.
Okay.
So that's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
Then this is the back-to-back one. This is Winya Bay in Georgetown, April 11th through the 14th. So we're going to both of those.
Okay.
And then let's see. The Toyota Texas Fest.
Yeah. Don't know where we're going for that one yet.
Okay.
That's a 2B. That's a 2BD. To be determined. I have heard rumors, but I'm not going to say.
Well, wherever that's going to be.
It's in Texas.
I know the dates. May 2nd through the 5th.
All right.
So, and then May 16th through the 19th is going to be in, oh gosh, you got to help me with this one.
Which one?
Oklahoma.
Oh. Tahlequah. Tahlequah or something like that.
Okay, that's Fort Gibson Lake. And I don't know much about Oklahoma, but, you know, that'll be fun.
Well, that's where Kenzie, Kenzie Hartman, soon to be Kenzie Ashley, is from.
Oh.
Oklahoma, yes.
I didn't know that.
Next fall, wedding date.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice ring on her hand.
A nice ring,
I told her she at least learned how to hook set while she was running. She got him all torn up. Okay, go ahead.
And then this is the 13th through the 16th, which is the California Delta in Sacramento. I can tell you that I'm not going to that one. I don't think you're going to fly me halfway across, or
no,
all the way across
you.
The country.
No, I'm not.
And then June the 20th through the 23rd is the Columbia River in Tri-Cities, Washington. Again, probably not going to that right, Dan.
I'm going.
Well, then I'm going.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mr. Neil and I hatched a plan. None of these guys are going to want to drive from Oklahoma or wherever to California Delta, fish 7 days, hopefully, and then drive to Washington, fish another 7 days, and want to drive back to South Carolina. So we have some plans in the work for an epic Batman and Robin road trip.
I don't like to hear that you and Neil came up with a plan. I really don't. That scares me a lot.
We have good plans. So anyway, we might be doing we might have a Batman and Robin road trip next year.
Well, you know, taking that aside.
Sans you.
Gosh.
Right, where are they finishing up?
The ninth stop is going to be August 15th through the 18th on the St. Lawrence River in Waddington,
New York. Yep.
Up with all the Yankees. I love you, Mama.
Careful about saying that word, Yankees. There's a lot of them around here. So, two stops, South Carolina. But you got what you don't have over there is, you know, Bassmaster has a, now I can't find my, there it is. There are actually two additional tournaments this year and this season, both of them in Georgia.
I'm going.
Both of them. She needs a driver's license, car, and some hotel money.
Okay, well, here, give it.
No, you're 14. You're not going anywhere. There's actually every Bassmaster started doing this, and there's both of them are actually in Georgia this year. They are the kind of the after tour events that we have. It's the Angler of the Year tournament is going to be on Lake Chattooge. That's on the Georgia North Carolina border. So, Georgia North Carolina border. I guess it's got to be up there somewhere. it's way up there. Yeah. Okay, west. That's right. That's right. It's up in the mountains. Okay, gotcha. I'm thinking Chattooga River. Not going to happen on a fly fishing river. So you can make that one. That's going to be September 20th through the 23rd. And that's the top 50 Elite Series anglers fishing for Angler of the Year points title. Mm-hmm. Then, a little bit later on, you're going to have I just lost my place. It's like the classic bracket, and that's going to be on Lake Ellijay, which is a small lake. It's like 3,500 acres. So, but it's only a few of them. So you got, as far as elites, if you want to go see the elites, you've got a potential of, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 that are fairly close. Mm-hmm. You got the two Georgia ones. And then we've got another Georgia one on the 2019 schedule before the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Harville and?
Winya Bay.
Winya Bay. There is another rumor going around. You know, Britt Myers won Winya Bay stop on the Cooper River, which is an hour and 26-minute run from Georgetown. And they're doing 70, 75 miles an hour, plus across in Charleston Harbor. Now, the Cooper was off limits when the College Series was there earlier this year. And there is some speculation that it will be off limits again when the elites get there. Simply because Georgetown's putting up all the money and Charleston got all the coverage. So, there you go. That's your Elite Series. I guess if we come back, you'll give us the FLW Series. And you'll want to go to a bunch of those, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have friends over there, too.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anthony, Matt.
Yes. We know. All right. Hard break. Hey, don't forget, another bag of coffee up for grabs on the other side of this break. Back with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. I hope we have more than one listener who wants some coffee. Otherwise, this is going to be an uncomfortable segment. If you want some Black Rifle coffee, 877-235-9405. I got the AK-47 and the Beyond Black left. 877-235-9405. You can have your own package of Black Rifle coffee and figure out if you like it any better than I do. I don't like coffee. Sorry. All right. So we got through got one listener today, or at least one that wants coffee. The FLW schedule that just came out is a pretty good one, too. I mean, Bassmaster is good. FLW is good. Where are we going?
Well, January is going to be the 10th through the 13th on Sam Rayburn.
Texas.
Yep, that's in Texas.
That's Big Fish Lake.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a good one.
Clifford Weedman lives in Lufkin,
mm-hmm.
and said that that tournament right there, normally on Sam Rayburn, is like 30 pounds to win.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be some big fish caught on that one.
No, I want to go to that one.
I'm sure you do. Okay. We're going after that.
March 7th through the 10th is like Seminole in Georgia.
Okay.
And that ought to be a good one too. March 28th through the 31st is Grand Lake Grove, Oklahoma.
Yep.
I don't know much about Oklahoma ones.
Told you who's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know, but I'm okay. Talking about like fishing out of Oklahoma.
All right.
April 11th through the 14th, that's the Cherokee Lake in Jefferson City, Tennessee. Now I go to that one too.
Yeah, but you can't. That's the same weekend as Winya Bay. Oh, choices, choices, choices.
Why?
Here we're doing schoolwork. Never mind.
No, all right. I won't. I'll be in one or the other.
Next stop.
The next one is May 2nd through the 5th.
Okay.
That's Lake Chickamauga in Daytona, Tennessee.
Dayton.
Sorry. I read that wrong. and then the next one is June 27th through the 30th is Lake Champlain in New York.
That's part of New York. So. I got some commentary on that, but I think we got somebody. What we got? Who do we have? Who am I talking to? Heath.
Tiger, Georgia.
Tiger, Georgia. Where in the world where is Tiger, Georgia?
We are in the very northeast corner of Georgia. So if you might be familiar with a town called Dillard or Clayton.
Yes.
So we're just a little south of Clayton.
Okay, nice. So you're up there in the trout territory I like to go to.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got the Soquee River and quite a few nice rivers that are really good for trout fishing.
Are you a trout fisherman?
I mean, come on over. I'm not. I really am not. I have a fly rod, and I've tried it a few times, but I'm honestly just not that good at it. It takes some skill.
Look, it's okay, take it for somebody who doesn't have much skill. It's not how you do it. It's how you look while you're doing it. So go through the Orvis catalog, get you a bunch of good clothes, and show up, and people will park the waters for you because you look the part.
I found out that it's quite expensive.
It is.
It's not an inexpensive hobby. So, I don't know. Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Well,
anyway.
I'll give you that. It's an expensive sport. It's not something people start out doing as a kid. You start out, cane pole bobber for a reason. That's cheap.
That's right.
Fly fishing is. Right. It's Taylor, you're going to fly fish.
Yeah.
We're fixing to head to Alaska here, people. That's a trip.
Awesome.
That's a fly fishing trip. That's of course, when you get my age, you've done it all. So you kind of, I'm tired of that.
That will do
something different.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time while you're there.
We will have a good one. All right. We got Beyond Black, but that stuff would stand up in the corner by itself. And we got the 12 rounds of AK-47. What do you want?
Let me try the AK-47.
Done.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I've been wanting to try this coffee for a long time.
All right.
And I've heard a lot of good things about it. So I'm kind of a coffee drinker. I'm more of a breakfast blend, kind of mellower kind of guy. So hopefully the AK-47 will be a little bit less potent than the other.
Well, this is a medium roast, just so you know. And I'm somewhat of an expert because there was a guy at the coffee counter while I was there who evidently is there like every day. And this is his favorite. It's a medium blend.
Wonderful.
He said this is the best they've got. So.
Awesome.
I will, Paul's got all your stuff, and I'll get this in the mail to you.
Yep. Okay, now the one thing he doesn't have, and I know we're on the air, I'm assuming he's got my email, but he doesn't have my mailing address.
I'll email you to get your...
Put on hold.
No, I'll email you. I'll email you and get your address that way.
Wonderful. Well, I sure appreciate the coffee, and I love the station, and you guys are awesome, and I enjoy listening to everybody. Y'all, it's just a totally awesome radio station.
Well,
and that's why we listen. I got nothing. I got nothing in North Georgia. I mean, it's just, it's bad. So, but anyway.
Well, keep tuning in at 94.5. We'll take you listening every day, all day long.
That sounds good. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Anytime, Heath. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And Heath, I mean, you may out there look like you're fighting off the bees with your fly rod and all that. Just go out there and have a good time. I mean, we all look like that from time to time. I get rusty, and, man, I'll get out there, and I do. I look like I'm having a spaz attack or something.
Like me?
Like you when you're fly fishing, yes. So just look, it's not about going out and catching and fly fishing. It's about going out there and just checking out from everything and listening to the sound of the water and just being out there. So... Remember, Orvis catalog, look the part, you'll do all right.
But, you're all calm and mellow until you get hooked in the tree. That's happened a lot when I'm with you.
Well, that's you getting hooked in the tree.
Right. I give up.
I'm tired of untangling you in the tree.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
You better be careful. I'll feed you to a bear in Alaska.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will, too.
No, you won't.
It's okay. It won't be considered murder. Yeah, I lost her to a bear. Sorry about that. And there are plenty of bears where we're going. Well, we're going to talk about that later. That's going to be a good trip. That is going to be an excellent
trip. What's today? It's only 4 weeks.
That's right. 4 weeks from today.
Oh, gosh.
Alaska.
Not ready.
No, neither am I. We got a lot of stuff to get through. All right. Going back to the FLW schedule. Sam Rayburn, that could be, I don't know, it's January. Those fish out there bite all year long, though. Lake Toho, they've been there a lot. You know, that's the one, I fished that lake twice. I can't stand it. I hate that lake. Look, there's so many different types of grass out there. There's Kissimmee grass. There's some other kind of grass. There's hydrilla. My arm gets whiplash because I keep setting the hook on grass. I mean, when you fish up here where there's no grass and you go to Florida in a grass lake, and every thump up here is a bite. I mean, unless you feel the rocks on the bottom of the lake. But a thump is normally fish. Well, a thump on there is like grass. So, I get whiplash when I go to Florida. I can't fish Florida. Seminole is kind of a, yeah, it could be a good one. Grand Lake. Oh, this is just talking to the FLW guys on iCast. Mm-hmm. Cherokee, smallmouth lake. Kind of looking forward to that one. That's a smallmouth fishery, and they said they could be on the bed up there still. That was a good tournament when the elites were there a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And Champlain, a chick is a good one. That's going to be a good fishery. And then Lake Champlain, yeah, smallmouth heaven up there. So good, two good tournaments, and if you can pick up what, five elite stops, and probably two of these are close enough, maybe three. Seminole's a haul. But both the Cherokee and Chick, you know, they're fairly close. Driving distance if you want to pick them on the FLW tour. So, how many of these are you going to go to? All of them.
Yeah, all. Uh-huh. Better start saving up for the gas money and food and hotels.
Let's just don't go to Alaska. Go to Alaska. If you want to go to Alaska, we'll stop.
No. Demanding. We're not even going there.
Demanding. All right, I got a couple of minutes. Paul, roll with me, if you will, on that break, and let's get through this calendar of events. Brought to you by by Visit Anderson, Green Pine Landing Center. I'll get through this quickly. July the 21st, Palmetto Shooting Complex, Edgefield, South Carolina, a youth shooting camp, ages 10 to 14. They're going to have certified shooting instructors there. It's going to be a really good thing. In fact, I think on the 19th, I'm down there for a Congressional Sportsman's Foundation Sporting Clay shoot, so it's just a great time. 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And it's not far, people. And what a tremendous facility. So if you're interested, age 10 to 14, certified instruction, it is limited. I'm not sure how many people they got signed up. But get a hold of them. I think there's another one coming later on in the summer and in August, I think. So get a hold of that one. July 21st, a meetup hike, Ellicott Rock. This is hosted by the local hiker over in Spartanburg. Saturday, July 21st at 9 o'clock. Burles Ford, you know, it's a moderate hike, but it's a good one. Meet us at Burles Ford parking lot and hike to Ellicott Rock. You know, I've been all over that area, but I've never hiked to the rock because we always go up there and go trout fishing. Let's see. Ellicott Rock is the tri-state border of South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina. It was the site of the Walton War in 1810, which was brought, coincidentally, by a border dispute. Moderate in intensity and approximately 7 miles long. You can do that. Shark tooth paddle. Release your inner paleontologist. This is something a lot of people like to do, is go shark tooth hunting and other stuff. So, leaving Paradise Island Landing in Awandaw, we'll kayak to Cat Island, using the tide to help us on this 3.5 mile paddle. Once we reach the beach, we'll search for shark teeth on this fossil hotspot. You know, you're going to have lots of stuff. You're going to see dolphins, bald eagles, ospreys, herons, pelicans, pack a lunch, and your sense of adventure. Single and tandem kayaks are available. This is Sunday, July the 22nd through Coastal Expeditions. Get a hold of them for more information. The Goals Family Campout has been rescheduled for October. That was on my list of things to do. So in October, I'm going to bring this back. It's going to be the family campout. But they've got an adventure camp coming up July the 23rd through the 27th out at Goals. Kayaking, climbing, mountain biking, hiking, and more. Perfect opportunity for one last summer adventure before school starts. And you can get a hold of them, Glendale Outdoor Leadership School in Glendale, South Carolina. We can come back to that one in the space of time. I think there's one more. Nope, that's it. All right, let's take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to give away. Paul's scrambling over there. Chop, chop, chop. Keep up. Maybe Paul needs this basic black over here, beyond black. So... the last one, if you're a black coffee drinker, this is it. Hang on. You can get it on the other side with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. If you like I Can't Drive 55, you're going to love the Beyond Black Coffee from Black Rock, Black Rifle Coffee Company. I mean, that song is just perfect for you. If you're the, you like it standing up in the corner by itself, this is for you. 877-235-9405. That's been fun. I enjoy giving stuff away. So if you want Beyond Black, 877-235-9405. Black Rifle Coffee Company. Beyond Black. I mean, it's, what did I write my note on? Dark. All right, Taylor. Special project. Okay, this all started June the 2nd. I received an email from Shimano in Lathen, South Carolina. They needed a girl. They needed somebody that could fish. And they got you. Let me tell you, I don't see how you picked up a bait caster that quickly. I didn't. It took me years to learn how to bait cast, to throw a bait caster good. And you picked it up in 15 minutes in the backyard. Because you throw them spinning rod. Yeah. You know how to do that.
That was basically all I did since I was three.
That's right. So anyway, they got a call. Shimano rolled out a new reel. Actually, it's a series of rods and a series of reels. They got three gear ratios and I think seven or eight rods in spinning and casting. Mm-hmm. But they needed some help with a video and they did a girl. So we did a couple of videos in the backyard, sent them off to Kurt Mazurk down at Shimano, and said, you know, we're there if you need us because it's a relationship. I've been using Shimano reels since the 80s. When they came here to South Carolina, they brought me down to Ladson, took me fishing, fed me well, saw the grand opening. You know, we've helped each other out. And so it was just natural to say, yeah. And I guess you take it from there.
Well.
What did we do?
I was back in my bedroom when he got the email, apparently, and he comes upstairs and goes, Taylor.
10 minutes.
Get over here.
You have 10 minutes.
I mean, I just went out there, shot the videos, and sent them off, and we heard from them, what, was it Monday?
Well, it was the next week where the truck had broken down Maryland.
So and we didn't
they were
know
worried if, about yeah. We didn't know until actually Sunday afternoon before Tuesday that we were actually doing it. And I beat the phones up trying to find somebody with a bass boat to get her out and do a little more practice.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
No. But hey, the farm pond's fine.
The pond always works. The funny thing about the farm pond is she had a fish blow up on top water and she screamed.
I didn't scream.
Yes, you did.
I had been casting for a while and I didn't have anything, so I just looked at
the
water
popper. Paying attention.
No. I was paying attention. I was out there for a while and I just was not expecting it.
And you screamed.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
You screamed.
I did not scream.
You almost dropped the rod.
I did not.
So anyway, all right. You got a little bit of practice there. We ended up on Lake Tillery, North Carolina in Albemarle. And
it was interesting. I was a nervous wreck all the way up.
She was. not so much from the fishing aspect, but being on film. Because we were looking at an afternoon of video and still footage for this video rollout for a new reel. Got there. My heart sank when we got there because they come out with this new bait caster and all. It's got braid on it. Those of you that bass fish, you know what braid is. It's a lot more sensitive. It's a lot more difficult to work with than mono or fluoro or polycarbon.
So much backlash.
Rigged with like a quarter ounce shaky. Look, I've been bass fishing my entire life. Bait caster since the 80s. I throw a shaky head on a spinning reel because I'm afraid of a bait caster and a bait. I'm sorry. I just don't do it. And that's what they showed up with. And my heart just sank as a parent. I'm like, this could not be. It could be bad.
all of that, the first cast, we had got to this little pocket, and I got up there, and they showed me the rod. I was like, oh, it's got braid on it. I was like, I'm done. I cast out there, and I heard, and I was like, oh, not good.
That's the universal siren for backlash.
I looked down, and it was awful. I was like, okay. This is perfect. Perfect. So I spent forever trying to get it out.
Kurt came off front deck and helped you.
I was like, I might need some help over here.
Mm-hmm. And we're in two boats now. So yeah. I'm in the boat with Ethan Cox, who is one of Shimano's set teams, the experienced team. He's got a wrapped 21-foot skeeter, and that's what Taylor and Kurt were on. Mm-hmm. Taylor's fishing off the front of the boat. Kurt was filming from the back seat, or the seat and all. And, yeah, you bird nested, and I was just, But you overcame it.
Yeah. Yeah. About, I think, I want to say about the third cast, we hit a couple of groups of some medium-sized bass, I guess you could say. And so I caught a couple of those. And, I mean, not anything big, but it was fine. At least I was catching
fish. Yeah. He was getting what he needed, and you were getting what you wanted.
And so we kind of moved down the lake a little bit and fished. We fished up by the dam.
Yeah, we ran all the way up the lake, mm-hmm. the top end, and fished. We were throwing topwater plugs. Mm-hmm. You were throwing whopper plopper.
I had a whopper plopper, yeah. But it was hard because they were releasing water. That was after we had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And so we had the trolling motor down, but we were trying to move to where we could get situated. And I cast out there, and I see my whopper plopper just go down. I was like, no, come here.
Well, that's just current fishing.
Yeah, but we didn't catch anything there. I wasn't sure how it was going to go. Just so much current, I didn't know if we could catch them there. So then we ended up going back down, and we were using the fish finder. And let me just say, I used to hate fish finders, and now they're kind of handy, especially when you're trying to film a video in a matter of time. But it was funny, we stopped out there in the middle of the lake, and I'm like, what are we doing here? And, I mean, I see Ethan, he's like, they're right here. And we ended up catching a couple. I'd get a couple. The ones that were, I was throwing a shaky head.
You're still throwing a shaky
and,
head.
Yeah, and they were just real small. And so I'd feel them on there, but they weren't on the hook itself. So we didn't catch many there, but we went back down to the pocket. And that's when we started to do some actual, like,
video.
Yeah, yeah. And so we did.
You didn't tell them about my fish.
Well, yes, you caught a big one, Daddy. I'm proud of you.
Caught like a 5-pounder.
Long story short, we had to rehook it.
Yeah, we put that one live. Well, that's the video fish.
Yeah.
You hope to get one of those sometime in the afternoon to use. So, yeah, we put them in the live well, mm-hmm. Where she was well cared for. I mean, she was feisty. I had a hard time getting her out of the live well. I mean, she broke my wrist. So we got her out. But, yeah, you were doing hook sets. I mean, she's out there on the boat by herself now.
Yeah. Okay? Out on a Shimano wrap skeeter. Out there, what,
with a 250 horsepower Yamaha on the back by herself.
And I'm just saying, I'm like, I don't know if I need to move or not. I'm like,
we got a remote control for the trolling motor.
But Kurt was like, he was up on the bank, up on this, it kind of juts out into the lake. And he goes, see if you can cast towards me up on the bank. And I was like, really? Okay. And he was like, let me move you a little bit. He had a remote for the trolling motor. He was like, can I move you this way? And he and it like jerked the boat. I was like, okay, just let's not push the girl overboard here. But we ended up getting it all figured out, and I ended up doing some hook sets, and we did a couple other cool shots, and then we pulled out the amazing 5-pounder.
Fish, yes.
And we took about 5 shots with her, right?
Yeah, but she was you know, the fish was still in the water fighting, and mm-hmm. she'd bring it up and was netting, and they got some great video. In the end, we have a minute video. If you go to YouTube, it's New Shimano SLX. That's my daughter in there. I'm a tickle pink. Like I said, she was 12 feet high and 10 feet wide at Shimano, at the booth at ICAST. And, you know, just a great experience.
I want to do it again.
And you're so hooked now.
I really am.
In our afternoons, if you're ever up at Lake Robinson,
come see us.
Because every afternoon she's like, Daddy, we need to go throw. And we're just on the dock, just, you know, hanging out, practicing.
Yeah.
because there is probably a bass boat coming. There's a boat coming because it's you know, you look at it as a parent, you look at it this way, give them the opportunity. You know, whether you can't always hold their hand, can't always keep them from failing. When they succeed, it's incredible. And for her to have this opportunity, just had to do it. Mm-hmm. And but now you wanna, now you're all in it. You've been in it for years. Now you're into the fishing side of it. And so how are you getting paid for all this?
Let's get this, y'all. Getting reels. I'm getting rods. I'm getting t-shirts. I'm getting hats and all the fun stuff.
So essentially what we have is we have a little pro staffer here for Shimano. And it's been great. The opportunity was incredible. And to see her step out on stage and step into it. And your kids are capable of a lot more than you give them credit for sometimes. You tend to shelter them all, but look, at some points they've got to sink or fall on their own. And luckily this time,
I floated.
You floated. You treaded water to make it through. Hey, look, the new South Carolina wallet. Well, congratulations, sweetheart. And this is your deal. This is not mine. You're going to have to get with Kurt. And I told you, in fact, I told Kurt, I said, if you get out of hand, I'm sending you to Ladson to live with them. And Shimano can take care of you because I'm not going to have it.
Wow. I see how it is.
That's how it is.
Goodness.
Thank you to everyone that listened and called in and got the coffee. I love giveaways. Got some more coming. Thanks for being here, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do this again sometime.
You should have me on more often.
Yeah. You do your research and learn your stuff. You'll be on here. Make time to get out there, people. Time's passing. Take the back roads when you can, because that's where you find stuff like Rifle Coffee. And don't forget that camera. Back next week with more Woods and Water, South Carolina.